Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
For more than a century, the Green Bay Packers have been a benchmark for football excellence. Thousands of players have helped pave the way, and we're here to tell you their stories. I'm Wayne Larrabee. This is the Packers Alumni Spotlight. Linebacker Sam Barrington was a seventh-round draft choice by the Packers in 2013 out of South Florida. Now, South Florida, that's a long way from Green Bay, Wisconsin.
I was excited for the opportunity primarily. Grew up in Jacksonville, Florida, played football all my life, and it never turns into a reality until you start to, you know, really separate yourself from the rest of the guys on the college level. And I saw that was happening for me. But I just wanted to get up to Green Bay and just show the team, the coaches, what I could do. I just came in with a very serious demeanor. I wanted to work hard every day and show the guys that I could be a professional.
Was there anybody early in your career that kind of influenced you, that took you in a certain direction that you ended up becoming a pro?
When you say early in my career, do you mean college career or?
College or high school, who had the biggest impact on you and set you on the road you followed?
Yeah, I believe the biggest impact had to be my parents. They're two different people, you know, but they're both very much so hardworking. And I've always been a guy, as independent as I was as a kid, I still wanted to make my parents happy. I guess that's that oldest son syndrome. And I still live today with everything I do when I work hard, it's for my family. And more than anything, it was my dad and just how he's worked hard his whole life and some of the things that he's been able to do, not just here in America, but in other countries as well. And I just wanted to show my dad that, you know, he created somebody who's similar to him and who also cut from the same cloth.
What does your dad do?
My dad's in the heavy machinery industry, and I've taken on that specialty after retiring from the NFL as well. So I'm also in heavy machinery industry, specifically cranes. So we service the construction industry. And again, we're just a family of hardworking people, good people with good ethics and good morals.
You came to Green Bay and hard work and blue collar and all that stuff. That's what the Packers are, aren't they?
Yeah, I found out pretty early. I think a lot of people, obviously, being a Florida guy, going to college at the University of South Florida, you come to Wisconsin, I think I had only seen snow maybe one time in a game my freshman year against the University of Connecticut. So this was a special experience. But it just kind of gave me an opportunity to grow up. Obviously, Green Bay is a very small town. There's not much to do in the city of Green Bay, but be a professional and focus on yourself and focus on your craft. And I think that's one of the main reasons the franchise has sustained so much success over a select period of time.
You've also joined a team that linebacking core, the linebacker room. Talk about that, the people in that room, starting, I guess, with Clay Matthews, right?
Yeah, well, definitely starting with Clay. I mean, Clay was the ideal professional. And obviously, a lot of people know he started his college career off as an underdog and worked his way up. And so I think beyond anybody, yes, he grew into a superstar, but Clay Matthews was the epitome of a blue-collar guy. Next, I definitely have to talk about A.J. Hawk. And so I came into my own after being his backup. And, you know, A.J. was on the latter end of his career, and I got an opportunity to play beside him and also play the same position as him. But A.J. was also a guy who was a consummate professional and did everything the right way. And I'm just truly, you know, thankful to kind of sit behind him and learn from AJ. I think the other guy I'd like to talk about, obviously, is Julius Peppers. When you start to take a look at potential Hall of Famers, I knew very early on that Julius Peppers, obviously, he'll be a Hall of Famer one day. So to be on the field at the same time as Julius, he wasn't a guy who talked much, but when he did speak, he spoke with a great deal of tenacity and just information and wisdom.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In Green Bay, Barrington joined a linebacking core featuring legendary figures like Clay Matthews, A.J. Hawk, and Julius Peppers. Sam's best season was 2014, when he played in 14 games, starting 7, on a squad that came within an eyelash of making it to the Super Bowl.
You know, I think we had a lot of talent on that team, and I think the coaching staff just needed a few games to kind of figure out how to configure the pieces. I mean, you talk about myself and Clay at the middle linebacker spot, but it's easy to miss a guy like Mike Daniels, who had a heck of a season that year at the nose tackle and defensive end position in the 3-4 defense. You also got to talk about guys like Jayrone Elliott and HaHa Clinton Dix, who were young guys that came in and they contributed. I mean, Jayrone was probably our best special teams player. And he was a guy who could come in on defense and definitely contribute from a pass rushing standpoint. HaHa Clinton Dix went on to be one of the best safeties in the league his rookie year. And you take a look at offense, a guy like Devontae Adams, who when the coaching staff came in, obviously you select him in the second round, you expect him to contribute, but I don't think people expected Devontae to be who he became over the course of his career here in Green Bay. And then obviously Jordy having a career year. I think that was also something that was very special for us. Jordy was a guy who connected really well with Aaron, him and Randall. Just so much talent on that team. Once the coaching staffs found out, you know, how to get everybody in the right spot, we just became an unstoppable force. And me and Clay at the middle linebacker position, I was talking to a guy about it earlier. I think that was probably one of the last years where you saw middle linebackers that size, where myself, I'm 6'1", 245 pounds at the time. Clay Matthews, 6'3", 255-pound linebackers. Difficult for anybody in the NFL to run the ball on the defense with that type of size.
Sam, that season, if I recall correctly, you guys were in New Orleans. I want to say it was a Sunday night game right before your bye week. You got blasted, trampled by Mark Ingram and the Saints. And that's when Dom Capers, during that bye week, made the change and said, we're going to move Clay Matthews inside, paired him with you. And then all of a sudden, you guys started playing the run much better. And that's when that defense evolved to Super Bowl caliber. Can you recall that?
Yeah, I recall it. I mean, even myself, you know, and don't get me wrong, I think Clay Matthews moving to inside resulted in less playing time for A.J. Hawk. But there were things that I needed to improve in my game as well. And so I took a hard look at the film, and I think it was more about just making sure I was very firm at the point of contact and just knock back tackles, playing with a sense of urgency that you didn't see a lot of young guys playing with at the time. And I think that coupled with Clay being transitioned to the inside, I know he wasn't happy about it at first, but grew to love the position. I think those things is what contributed to us kind of separating ourselves as a defense.
So you guys made a playoff run. You beat Dallas in a game in Lambeau Field, great game, and then went to Seattle, took on the defending Super Bowl champs, a team you lost to begin the season, if you recall. And you guys going into that game, not many people gave you much of a chance, but for 55 minutes, you were far and away the better team. Talk about that day, that game, And what are your remembrances of that?
Yeah, I think primarily I remember it just being a lot of media coverage on that game. And one of the things I mentioned to the media, I told them, hey, we're not the team that we were when we came here in week one. And we're not going to talk much about what we're going to go out and do. And so I think you take a look at three quarters of football, maybe we sacked Russell Wilson maybe six times and probably intercepted him maybe four or five times. And don't get me wrong, Marshawn Lynch did have a great day, but that was their only option. We wanted to keep them to being a one-dimensional team, no deep shots from Russell Wilson. We knew they wanted to go a lot of play action and had a few interceptions on play action type plays. But we just knew who we wanted to be. Unfortunately, we couldn't get it done. But we knew who we were, and we knew that we were the best team in the NFL that year. Obviously, with us beating Seattle for majority of the game, and then for them to lose to the Patriots, you know, we pretty much were the best team for majority of the season, and we just couldn't get it done.
How devastating was that for you personally, for the team in general?
It was very devastating because really it starts in April. Usually most teams report April 18th, and so you literally have 9 months of a grind, right? 10 months, up until February. And so we were 9.5 months in, and everything seemed right. Guys were kind of celebrating on the sideline, not all the way, but guys were just excited. And so to be there, right, and to be there, to be so close, and then lose a game like that, it matures you. I was very much so saddened. I've only cried after a few football games in my life, and that was one. But it was a cry of joy. It was a cry of pain and joy at the same time, primarily because it's like a release. The season is over. You kind of get back home, you know, celebrate each other, spend some time with each other, and then, you know, all back at it next year. But it was a very storied season, and it was an experience that I'll never forget.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, love he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on
I'm
top
not
of it.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came out from crying tears. he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today, Sam Barrington is the COO of Orlando-based Sky Limit Equipment, LLC. His parents taught him hard work pays off, and it certainly has, both on and off the field for Sam Barrington.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.